Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I am the aforementioned Jason Thomas. And I'm trying a little bit different recording style today. Going back to my roots and going out for my morning hike and just recording while I'm walking. I was able to finish the Chiefs preseason game this morning, last night. I watched the first half and then had some other things going on and was able to finish it up this morning. See the comeback, which was pretty awesome. 49ers have to be tired of that by now. But it's just the preseason. It doesn't mean anything, but when you can come back and win like that, it definitely makes you feel just a little bit better, a little bit lighter the next day. And I do want to give a shout out to my daughter. It is her 15th birthday. It's not exactly today, but today is when we are celebrating it. So, when you're my age, you're surprised you live this long. And then when you see your children growing up and becoming like really awesome adults, it's just one of the joys of life. Just like watching the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and that offensive line last night. Of course, Mahomes only got one series and it didn't go too well. But, I think they just wanted to get out there and stay healthy and get off the field. That's really all you can ask for. I'm sure the offense will be clicking by the time the season gets here. I had mentioned in the last podcast that Colin Saunders was probably the guy I was most interested in watching this week. And it was kind of fortunate it worked out that Derek Nnadi has a hip pointer right now, which isn't fortunate. And I hope, he's able to get healthy by the start of the regular season, because a hip pointer is not what you want your nose tackle to be dealing with all season. Their job is to plant their legs and hold up against two blockers. And if you get a hip pointer, I'm sure that's going to be very hard to do. And I talked previously a few weeks ago about how the Chiefs really don't have a second nose tackle on this roster. And I wondered if Wharton could take some of those snaps, with the second and, mostly with the second team, he did take a lot of those snaps and he did penetrate, and Wharton looked very good last night. Showed that he's going to contribute to this team this season. But Colin Saunders got the start and played a lot of the first half, and he looked as good as I have ever seen him play. He held up very good against the run, and that was kind of what I was worried about the most, because even though he's a big guy, I'd never really seen him just plant himself and use his strength against offensive linemen, and he was able to do that last night. And unlike Nnadi, he's got a little quickness, and he can provide a little bit of pass rush from the inside. So it was nice to see him get out there and see that, if he can continue to play like that, we do have a capable guy behind Derek Nnadi this season. And Nnadi is a free agent after this season, and he's probably going to command a decent amount of money. So Saunders might be working himself into a big role next year if he can continue to play like he did last night. And I was just thrilled to see the guy play that way, because I mentioned the last podcast, the preseason a couple of years ago, I just didn't know what to make of how he looked, because he was so bad playing the three tech. I really thought that was going to be his role coming into the league, was the penetrating three tech. And he's really kind of worked himself into a guy who can go back and forth between those two roles of nose tackle and three tech, from one tech to three tech, basically. And that's something that can keep him in the NFL for a few years if he can keep that going. So kudos to Colin Saunders. I think he showed that, he's maybe not a bubble guy as much as I thought he was going into this game. Now, you know, talked a little bit last week about how, you know, the rookies are probably who everyone is most excited about on a whole. And, of course, Noah Gray played a lot last night. He played all the way from the first quarter, you know, into the second half. And, you know, it's a rough game for him. He had the ball off his back shoulder that got intercepted. He had a pass that in the third quarter, you know, that almost went for big yardage, but it was just a little bit out of his reach. You know, he didn't quite time his dive and his reach quite right, I don't think. So, you know, it's a little bit of a rough game for him, but it is preseason. You know, the guy's got all the talent in the world. I'm not worried at all about Noah Gray. I think he will get it figured out, and hopefully he's not feeling, you know, too much pressure, too much stress after that first game, because I really believe Chiefs Kingdom is going to be behind that guy, and we want him to get it figured out, and, you know, the sooner the better, but it didn't always work out sooner for everybody. You know, he might not be ready to go week one as a rookie. You know, it might take him a while into the season. And speaking of that, you know, Cornell Powell didn't get out there until the second half. You know, he did run with the third and fourth team wide receivers. Now, he did look good when he got out there. You can tell how much bigger he is than the corners he was going up against. And, you know, they just missed on a deep pass to him. He was able to beat the corner pretty bad on that play. The quarterback just got hit as he was throwing the ball and let it a little bit too far in front of him. Jody Fortson is the fourth string tight end. He got quite a bit of run throughout this game, and you can see the excitement. The guy is just a monster as a tight end. If he can continue, you know, putting on weight, excuse me, swallowed a bug or something. Not really, but swallowed something. And so Fortson looked really good. I think he's got a shot of making the roster. I could see us carrying four tight ends and possibly only five wide receivers if it really came down to it. You know, I'm not saying that I think that for sure will happen, but I'm starting to think, you know, that's a possibility that could happen. I think Jerick McKinnon showed why he's the clear number three running back, third down running back. I don't even know if you'd really say number three running back. I think value-wise, he's probably ahead of Darrell Williams. He just got a little bit different role with the team. But you can see why they like him. You can see the explosiveness in the receiving game. And, you know, Darwin, last night, he ran hard. He had a stupid penalty. That's the kind of stuff he can't afford to be doing. I like Darwin Thompson so much. But I think a lot of what has kept him around on the team the last couple of years is his work ethic and his drive, and that people just really like having him around. And I'm not sure that's going to be enough this training camp, unless somebody gets hurt. And even then, I'm not sure that McGuire, I'm spacing on his first name, Elijah McGuire, is that right? McGuire, formerly of the Jets, was with the Chiefs last year, the practice squad. You know, that guy is a very good receiving back, and he brings a different tool set than what Darwin Thompson does, and I could even see kind of a road where he's the guy they keep on the practice squad instead of Darwin Thompson, just because value-wise, you know, I could see them deciding that was the road they wanted to go. Let's see, who else impressed last night? Fountain, the wide receiver, he definitely made some plays. You can hear why there were some grumblings about him coming out of camp. You know, it's hard to put too much stock in preseason because we've seen guys like Hemingway and guys in the past that had great preseasons and just couldn't really put it together in regular season. But he's a guy I could definitely see making the practice squad and possibly making a push for the team, if somebody was to get injured. Of course, Pringle had the really good move for the touchdown in the first quarter. That was on Jimmy Ward. I don't know if they really talked about it in the telecast last night. I wasn't able to actually listen to it that much. I had other things going on, so my eyes were on it, but just didn't get to hear much of the sound. And I did notice on Twitter before the game that I believe 9 of the 49ers starters on defense didn't play in that game. Ward was one of the few that did, but basically their entire defensive line did not play. So even though the offensive line looked really good, took care of what they needed to do, they were going up against second and third string guys in the first quarter there. So, we saw what we needed to, what we had to from them, but don't want to get too excited about what we saw there. Hopefully we will have a harder test next week, and then we can really start to get some hype building up and going. What little bit of Clyde Edwards-Helaire we saw behind the offensive line looked very good. This power run game, the one thing that's going to interest me as we implement it is we got these big-bodied offensive linemen. The responsibility is just going to be to block one person, but they are big guys. And part of me wonders if the holes aren't going to be clogged sometimes by their big bodies, especially early on in the season as they're getting more and more used to each other. So how CEH is able to navigate around those monsters on the offensive line early in the season as he's finding these holes is going to be really interesting for me. He's a very shifty guy, and should be able to do this. And I could definitely see, thinking back to the old Priest Holmes back in the day with the giant offensive line they had, where he would just kind of disappear amongst everybody and then come out the other side. I could see that happening. And of course, when everything does work right on those power runs, there's going to be a big enough hole that you won't have to make a move on anybody until he's, 10 yards down the field, which is always nice to see. One of the disappointing things for me was that Willie Gay was not back and able to play. I believe I heard he would be fully medically cleared tomorrow. So if everything goes well this week, he should be able to play in the second preseason game. But Nick Bolton did get quite a bit of run with the first team defense out there and did get to play quite a bit. I didn't specifically notice him just a lot, and I haven't went back yet and watched him. Anthony Hitchens, on the other hand, I thought looked notably quicker. I was a little bit shocked that just losing 10 pounds or so would show up like that, but I thought he knifed through and looked a step or two faster. And if drafting Nick Bolton and Willie Gay gets Anthony Hitchens a step or two faster, he's the leader of this defense. All you got to do is look back to the Falcons game last year and think, how did we almost lose that game? How did our defense struggle that bad? And then you realize that Hitchens went out in that game and the whole defense kind of really struggled. So if he's out there getting everybody lined up, getting them in the right positions, and he's adding above average play at middle linebacker, that defense, the ceiling goes up a few spots, I believe. I'm at corner. Everybody looked pretty good. It's hard to judge against the 49ers because they don't run the most traditional passing offense. It was Trey Lance's first action as a professional. He did hit the one deep pass, but other than that, I did not think he looked very good. But he was facing a lot of pressure the entire game. That the Niners did the same thing with their offensive line. Their starters didn't play. So, our first team defensive line going against their second team ate their lunch And then that just continued with the rest of the defensive linemen for the rest of the game. And then, you know, Joshua Kando, I saw him out there. He really didn't, you know, pop to me too much in his first game, but I definitely noticed him. He's a big guy. But then Tim Ward in the second half, you can tell that he was much better than the offensive lineman he was going against. And I'm hoping that in the long run, you know, we might get a chance to see him against a little bit better competition and see if he can continue that. Because, man, that interception that Armani Watts had, he had a lot to do with that. He was so quick off the line, and you could tell the quarterback knew it, too. So he knew he had to get rid of the ball. You know, made a poor decision. Watts was the beneficiary of that. And speaking of interceptions, you know, it's hard to blame people specifically. You know, Noah Gray might have not ran his route exactly like he meant to, but man, it sure looked like that was just a bad pass from Henny to me. I mean, you know, most of you guys have probably played pickup football before, at least, if not you know, high school football. And if you're running full speed and there's a pass that's behind you, it's almost impossible, especially behind you and high. At my age now, I can't even get my arms back there. So, you know, like I say, just don't judge the kid too hard. I think there's a lot ahead of him, a lot of special things ahead of him. You know, off the top of my head, that's really what I remember from the game. Of course, you know, the Anthony Gordon, Shane Buechele, you know, they looked fine in their roles. You know, one of those guys will probably be a practice squad quarterback for us. I'd hate to judge either one of them too much from last night. We'll let them see what they can do in the next couple games. On defense, you know, that defensive line just looked very good. Amari Cobb, I'd never really even heard of the guy. And then he had a pretty big game last night, too. And he was out there in the second quarter, which is a good sign for a young guy. So, then I'd mention, you know, Mike Hughes, he looked fine. DeAndre Baker, you know, he just missed a couple big plays being in the right spot in those games. And his speed looked a little bit better than maybe advertised. You know, it's hard to tell too much in the preseason, but it looked like he was moving good. And Hughes, the one return he had, kick return, you can see why they're excited for him in the kick return game too. He's definitely got some quickness, and he's a violent returner, which I know everybody out there in Chiefs Kingdom will like that. So, you know, the safeties. Thornhill played a lot. It was kind of surprising because, you know, in my head, I still think of him as a surefire starter. And that's not really how they're treating him so far. You know, Devin Key got a lot of play too. He definitely struggled on a couple plays. So did Thornhill, honestly. So, but they both made really good run stops where they came flying up, took the legs out of guys to keep 10, 15-yard runs becoming big runs. And you like to see that from your free safety out there. You know, I believe that is all I got. And, you know, the Chiefs, I believe, play Friday night this week against the Vikings, if I remember right. So, you know, that could be completely wrong. But I believe that's right. Hope you guys have a great week, and go Chiefs.